Always good to visit with our friends from Pioneer, Robert and Jay. You guys been working since early this morning to cook. Good morning to you.
That's right. Good morning. Yeah, we've been out here since 6 o'clock this morning trying to get these pork chops rolling and out to these hungry farmers today.
You guys enjoy doing this. Obviously, you could do a lot of things besides just cook pork chops. I mean, a lot of work in the field with farmers and things like that, but it's kind of a fun break for you.
It is. It's a good change of pace for us. Gives us a chance to kind of give back and working with people like Pro Solutions and Susan and that group for something as important as Farm Safety Day and Farm Safety Week all across the nation today is a small part that we get to play in giving back to the locals.
300 pork chops. I love the fact they're taking them out to the farmers in the field today, which is important. I mean, farmers are trying to get things done, and that helps them out.
It really does. It's good for them. They don't have to carry lunch to the field today or buy lunch. A good opportunity to them, and then a reminder to take a break out there too. Everybody's been running really hard. This rain has been a very fortunate blessing from the Lord. Give everybody kind of a break, but to give them a break to sit down and eat a good pork chop sandwich, hopefully, today, and remind them just to take that break for their mental and physical wellness is also a good opportunity for us.
Nice to see mud puddles in the driveway for change.
I am happy to see the mud puddles out here today, no doubt.
Weird, odd year like this, wet, and, you know, actually, we were talking yesterday for this time of year, we're actually ahead. Doesn't seem like it now because we've been a couple of months of drought, but how's Pioneer performing? How your hybrids performing out there this year?
I think overall, we've had a very successful year. Ups and downs, a lot of rain early. Didn't put a lot of roots under the crop early, and when we got in the stress situation late, we've seen some yields trend down, but I think you'd see that across the geography that we cover. So that Tennessee, Kentucky area that I cover the most, I mean, we've got some success stories. We've got some places where we've taken it on the chin. Mother Nature hasn't done us many favors this year. When you get a year's worth of rainfall by June, and then the spigot cuts off for 60 days in some places, makes it hard on a corn crop. But we've got some places where we've had a lot of good success this year.
You guys work hard, and your folks who are in the lab work hard out in the field to put these hybrids together for Pioneer that really can tolerate weird conditions like this. And that's so important because, I mean, there were years, 20, 30 years ago, you might not have the same situation.
That's right. You know, technology's come a long way. It's afforded us the opportunity to produce and, in some cases, probably overproduce, which is good and bad in the global economy that we're in today. But I think, you know, Corteva dedicates about $4 million a day to research on crop protection and seed, trying to get more advanced hybrids, more advanced technology out there in the field to put in the hands of farmers to help them be more efficient on their operations. And as you well know, today that means a lot because everything's expensive, inflation is high. We've tried to do our best as an American-owned company to do our best to try to keep our cost as low as we can, and then in turn, as we pass it to the farmers, keep it as low as we can too.
I see canola on your head. Tell me a little bit about canola. What are you guys doing with canola these days?
Yeah, so we've got a partner with Chevron and Bunge, so we've got a partnership with them. Bunge's writing contracts really started in the purchase area of Kentucky and starting to shift more this way. We'll have about 100,000 acres worth of canola come through that'll go to renewable diesel. So they'll be shipped on a barge down to Geismar, Louisiana. They'll process the oil down there, and it'll go to renewable diesel in the United States.
I've heard a lot of farmers talking about it this year. Really see some future in that.
It is. There's an opportunity there. It's an acre contract today when they work with Bunge, so it gives them an opportunity to kind of say, hey, I'm going to sell what I produce at this price. You've got a depressed wheat market right now. A lot of people are trying to, you know, make decisions production-wise on what they want to grow out there this year and what their crop mix is. This just gives them another opportunity to diversify their operation. It's a 3-year rotation to canola, so you keep wheat in your rotation, just sprinkle canola in. It's been tried several times before in the geography, but with the partnership like what we have with Bunge and Chevron, it makes it really, it's been a really nice synergistic opportunity for us to add some value to the farming operations here.
I think it's good. I think farmers are looking for a little challenge. Farmers like to try new things, and obviously this is a good try and a good shot at trying something. I think that, you know, turns right back into fuel for out there and help out with the fuel situation as well.
That's right. That's right. And that's the goal for us, another opportunity. Everybody's looking for a niche market today. You know, white corn is making a big resurgence across, you know, the bourbon industry here in Kentucky. You know, adds a little value, so you can get premiums anywhere that we can offer a grower an opportunity to earn a premium today. That's a win in my book.
Difference. Soybeans, obviously, still a lot of beans out in the field this day and time. Are you hear much from farmers? Full season doing pretty good, I think, but those double crop we may be worried about.
Well, I think a lot we're going to have some small seeded beans this time. There'll be little early indications out of the field. Not many have been harvested here on the full season side. They're in the 50s in some cases, which is really nice. But the double crops are going to be a little rougher, I think, than what we initially expected them to be.
Test out their genetics this year, for sure, right?
that's exactly
right. Robert, appreciate what you guys do. I know the farmers out there who are getting a meal from Pro Solutions, that they appreciate you guys getting up bright and early this morning to do this, and always enjoy visiting with you.
Yeah, great to visit with you all as well, and appreciate you bringing Farm Safety Week to life for the growers out there in Kentucky.
Absolutely. National Farm Safety Week, talking with the great guy.